Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Just before we go to this week's fabulous find, we've been alerted to apparently a very bad accident on the N1 highway by somebody calling in. We'll try and get you more detail on whereabouts and whether it's incoming or outgoing as soon as we can. If you know any more, please just drop an SMS to 31567. Now, there we go. It's incoming. The N1 incoming closed due to a huge accident near Gilbeson, says a WhatsApp. So please, if you are on the N1, be mindful of that. It is closed at the Gilbeson interchange by the sounds of things due to that accident. We'll try and find out some more information to share with you before the end of the show. Now, Fabulous Finds is all about sharing our best kept secrets with one another. And it's an open invitation to you to nominate someone or something or some place. Our previous features have included everyone from electricians to car repair services, small businesses, restaurants, coffee shops, even just beautiful natural spots that you might think more people should know about and make use of in our city. We really don't set too many criteria. All you have to do to nominate a fabulous find is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. And please just remember to include the words fab find or hidden gem in the subject line. Now, to quote the great Monty Python team, now for something completely different, because this week we're not eating or drinking or shopping or tinkering or conferencing. We are dancing, and I think the segment deserves a musical introduction. If you've got some Scottish blood in your veins, you may well have recognized Strip the Willow, played there by the Scottish Fiddle Orchestra. And you might have worked out that our fabulous find this week is a Scottish dancing club. Delighted to have both the nominator and the nominee in studio with us. And I'll introduce the latter in just a moment. But if I can get her to stop tapping her feet, our nominator this week, Mary Lister, is with us in studio. Thanks for a very unusual nomination of Scottish country dance. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Thanks, Pippa.
Okay. Are you yourself of Scottish heritage? Is this something you grew up knowing or came to later?
Yes, well, people say to me, are you Scottish? And I say, well, my about five generations back, but we came out with the 1820 settlers, so yep. I haven't been brought up in Scotland. But I've been dancing reels at New Year for about 30 years. And then Heather introduced me to a new Scottish country dance club about 15 years ago. And so on a weekly basis, we go off and dance to that lovely music and other.
And I believe your club is one of actually several offering this in Cape Town.
Yes, there are three clubs in Cape Town. There's one in Claremont, there's one in Bergfleet, and there's one in Fishhook at the moment.
Okay, and what is the name of the club that you dance with,
Mary? I dance at Linfrae on a Wednesday and quite often tottle all the way down to Fishhook to go and dance on a Monday night.
To get an extra fix in the week.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about the dancing and what form it takes. This is very much a group effort. It's not an individual solo dance.
Yeah, the greatest thing about it is that you don't have to have a partner. We have people who are single. We have people who leave their spouses at home. We have people who come as couples. And you dance in the course of an evening. You'll dance it, or you'll dance with partners. But in the course of the dance and course of an evening, you'll dance with many different people. And we all help each other get through. And it's just a lovely way to get exercise, a lot of brain gym to try and remember where you've got to go and when. But we all help each other to get there. And at the end of the day, the end of the dance, it's a great feeling of triumph as the final chord goes and you're all back where you should be at the right time.
If everything went according to plan.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Mary, one of the things you said in your nomination email was never mind the fitness and the joy of the music and the dance. It was the social aspect of this, that you meet such interesting people from very diverse backgrounds.
I think that's it as well, is that, you know, we have all kinds of people. We have mathematicians, we have librarians, we have teachers, we have secretaries, we have retired people, students, all kinds of people come, and we all just muddle along and get there in the end, which is great.
Muddle along. I mean, how difficult or easy is it actually?
There are lots of formations, and it's, as I said in my nomination, it's a bit like bridge. The more you do it, the better you get. So if you are feeling a bit unsure about the whole thing, we do run introductory courses, which you learn what it means by a reel of three or four hands across or rights and left. But once you've got those in your back pocket, then you can do any number of dances. And as I say, there's always a helping hand to kind of give you a little twitch which way you're supposed to be going at the right time.
So I've never had the opportunity to do Scottish dancing, but the couple of years I lived in Texas, square dancing was a big thing that has a couple of similarities in that there's lots of moving sort of informations and swapping partners, and you end up dancing with everybody who's there. There's also the very upbeat music. That piece that we heard, is that sort of the typical pace and tone of the kind of music you dance to?
Absolutely. There are three different types of dances. You've got your reels, your jigs, and your strathspeys. The strathspeys are the slower ones, but it's very much that, and each dance will have a certain kind of music that you, and they'll say, oh, the music will tell you where to go. Doesn't always tell me where to go, but they say apparently it does. And it's just a lovely way to spend an evening. And yeah, lots of formations and lots of fun.
So thank you, Mary Lister, for a very unusual nomination this week. We're delighted to have with us in studio the chair of the Cape Town branch of the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society, Heather Hodgson. Heather, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Pippa.
I have to ask you too, are you Scottish?
I have Scottish heritage. Okay. My late dad was born in Scotland, so I grew up with Celtic culture.
But this is what we're describing here, not the same as Highland dancing, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, that's a common misconception that people think there's no swords involved in Scottish country dancing. It's Highland dancing, I would say, is more solo dancing or competitive dancing, whereas Scottish country dancing is the ballroom dancing of Scotland.
Tell us a little bit about the history and the heritage behind this dance form.
Yes, so it, as I've said, it's the ballroom dancing of Scotland, and the elements of ballet in Scottish country dancing. It also has been influenced by dancing from France, celebrating the old alliance between Scotland and France. And there's been a revival in Scottish country dancing since the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society was formed in 1923.
So that's nearly 100 years ago. How long has there been a presence here in South Africa?
Yes, so South Africa, I think we're celebrating our 67th or our 68th year. Our branch was formed in 1950. And in fact, we share the honor of being the oldest branch outside of the UK with Boston in the States.
Okay. I'm not that surprised, because I'm aware of the fact that there is quite a large community with Scottish roots. I know that just from seeing what happens around Burnsnicht every year and the number of events celebrating that. Talk to us a little bit, though, about the people who come to your classes, because they're not all people who've grown up with some sort of ties to Scotland, are they?
No, they're not. That's correct. In fact, Scottish country dancing is popular in many countries around the world where there isn't a expat community or a Scottish culture. For example, Germany and Russia, and Scottish country dancing is big in Japan as well.
That's the last thing I expected to hear. Japan and Russia, when you try and picture what would typically be danced there, it is not Scottish dancing. There's a WhatsApp in here from somebody who obviously comes to your classes saying Scottish country dancing is great. The people in the clubs are friendly and really help you to learn the dances. It's a fun way to get exercise with lots of laughs along the way. Thank you for that message. And I'd love to hear from anybody else listening who has experience with this dance form. Mary's touched on the three different types, the jigs, the reels, and the strathspey reels. Can you try and sketch for us what those involve?
Yes. So reels and jigs are in a fast tempo, and excuse me, they're a fun and frenetic dancing. Strathspeys are more graceful and dance to a much slower tempo, and yes, are supposed to display elegance and grace.
You've referenced earlier those links between Scotland and France historically, and I think anybody who's watched the Outlander series might have an inkling and a picture in their head of those very graceful set pieces being danced at a French court. Is that the kind of thing that we're picturing? Would there be a group of people moving their way through the room, swapping partners, weaving their way through sort of a routine of steps?
So strathspey, yes, that would be the picture in your mind, yes.
The difference, though, is what would they be wearing? Is everyone in a kilt and a sash?
No, that's also a common misconception that you need to have a kilt or tartan attire to come to classes. And yes, we do. we do use the opportunity for a ball or a party to dress up, and the men to wear their kilts and show off their knees. But classes, it's just general gym clothes or skirts and casual attire.
Now, Mary's already mentioned the great variety of people that she's met. What would you say is the age range of people coming to these classes?
Yes. So I think that's also another positive about Scottish country dancing, in that I say that you can dance from 8 to 80, in that it crosses the age gap. It's intergenerational. Our classes in the evenings, because they're mostly in the evenings, the classes would be more middle-aged to teenagers and adults. But we do have events where children and younger people participate. We have a teacher who offers Scottish country dancing as an extramural at her school. Mm-hmm. And one of our other teachers also occasionally offers ceilidhs for schools and youth groups. So
I'm glad you mentioned the word ceilidh. Won't you explain for those who are not familiar with the term what that means?
Yes. So a ceilidh is a Gaelic word that just really means a party, an excuse to have a fun time with music and song and dance.
And it's not spelt the way it's pronounced. I'm very glad that you did it for me. Okay. We've got a voice note that's come in. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi Pippa, it's Marika here in Stellenbosch. Excellent show as always. Listening to your insert about the Scottish dancing, I used to do this with my daughter's father about 13 years ago at the Hatfield branch in Pretoria of the same chapter. And it was great fun. We eventually ended up getting married, and our entire wedding was Scottish dancing themed. And I was dressed in Clan Stewart tartan. He wore his traditional Munro tartan, and it was just so much fun. We eventually got all of the guests who were not Scottish dancers to also try out some of the formations, and it was just absolutely brilliant. Definitely one of those really wholesome, really fun, interesting pastimes. Yeah, it's a great show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marika. You've touched on something important there. She said they got everybody at the wedding involved. Do you need to have any sort of basic requirements to start this? I'm told that all you need to be able to do is count to eight.
That's correct. And in fact, you don't even need to count to eight, because we'll help and prompt. And in fact, a ceilidh or a wedding ceilidh is often people's first encounter with Scottish country dancing, in that it's very popular in the UK, but also we are often asked to call for weddings in South
Fantastic.
Africa.
Lovely WhatsApp, just to round off the conversation, from someone saying Scottish dancing is awesome. I went for a beginner's short course of 6 lessons and ended up staying for 6 years and still going weekly to Fishhook. It's certainly a fun and friendly way to spend an evening. I've made loads of friends and kept fit at the same time. I hope our listeners are eager to try this out. And the final thing to ask you, Heather, is where they can do that. Mary's mentioned that there are several different clubs offering this. Where are they?
Yes, so we have clubs in Fishhook, we have clubs in Claremont, and we also dance in Bergfleet and Meadowridge. There's a class in Somerset West as well. Perhaps the easiest way, if people are wanting to find out more, get in touch, is to go to one of our websites, which is www.scd for Scottish Country Dancing, .za.net.
scd.za.net, and I'll ask my producer to tweet that link for those who might be driving and can't take it down now. It costs only 20 rand a class, is that right?
Yes, that's the average class, 20, 25 rand a class for 2 hours of fun and mental and physical exercise.
That is a real bargain to boot. Mary, I want to thank you for, I think, our most unusual Fabulous Find nomination yet, and absolutely delightful to have you with us, as well as you, Heather. Thanks so much for sharing the tip-off with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
That website, once again, is scd.za.net, standing for Scottish Country Dancing.